I started drinking water out of mason jars. It's so fun.
Yeah?
I feel like hillbilly.
I like when I go to a restaurant and they serve my soda in a mason jar.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting more. I'm not, but I feel like I'm getting more.
Are you guys ready to record this whole thing all over again?
I didn't care for it. I didn't buy it.
That seems pretty ridiculous.
I don't even want to think about the possibility of you having your dick out.
Yikes.
Is this the most important thing in the universe? What happened to it? I don't know.
I needed to suck in absolutely every moment of awesomeness.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Geek Legacy Podcast. David here. I got Justin and Amanda right now. Randy should be here shortly, but you two, how you guys doing?
Good.
Fabulous. How are you? I'm pretty good. How are you, Dave? Tell us all about your day. Walk
how
us through it.
How are you doing?
Well, we interviewed new hosts for the place I work, and it was fun.
Oh, I was like, wait, were we interviewing a new host for Geek Legacy?
Yeah. Oh, this is embarrassing. We haven't let you guys go yet. Oops.
No, that's okay.
You can't be replaced. Are you kidding me? The only replaceable one on this show is me, and I'm not going to admit that.
Oh, no so, way.
You just did.
Damn it. Fire. Quick change of subject. History of Magic in North America. J.K. Rowling's new...
What?
Yeah, what is that?
What is this all about? Does anybody
I don't know. No, there's no magic in North America. It's in England.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I guess J.K. Rowling is trying to get us in the mood for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find
Wait,
Them.
Wait, is it Rollins? I've been calling her Rowling my whole life.
What did I say?
Rollins?
It's Rowling.
Rowling.
J.K. Rowling.
Rowling. Like, she's all my riled up.
My cloud. King Diggly. Anyways, you know, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them comes out this summer. And
where do you find them, Dave?
We have to see the movie. I can't tell you. I can't spoil that. We get upset. People get upset because we spoiled like Revenant when we didn't. I can't tell you where the beasts are.
They're in North America because America does it better.
That's right. Everything you go USA.
Yeah. You want tea or kids with bad teeth? You go to England. Well, we got the Fantastic Beasts.
That's right. We're where to find them. So I guess they're trying to get us ready for magic in North America because J.K. Rowling she's going to do a series called the History of Magic in North America, and it's actually a trailer on Geek Legacy.
Why isn't it North America a history?
Like Hogwarts history.
I don't know. It just seems kind of weird. But whatever.
Yeah, whatevs. I don't know. But it's going to be on the good old Pottermore. You know, we've had such good luck telling you all about that website. But
Pottermore!
What's a Pottermore? So it's going to be a series of stories. The first story is actually going to be released Tuesday. So today when you're listening to it, or yesterday, depending on when you listen to it, or Tuesday, depending on when you listen to it, Tuesday morning. And it's going to be every day until Friday.
This is a pay site, though, right?
There are pay aspects to it. I believe this portion is free. I think Miss Rowling's decided that she's made enough billions of dollars and that maybe she can just... I think she's this is being truly treated as like, you know, the first bit of kind of viral marketing for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. I'm sure there'll be all sorts of plugins to, you know, Newt Scaramander and everything. So it seems like it could be a lot of fun, you know, it's not Harry Potter. It's in the Harry Potter universe. So, you know, we're kind of towing the line of, are we interested in the universe or are we interested in Harry Potter? Are we entering a prequel situation here to where we have all these new characters who we really don't care about because we're not going to have any connective tissue, Justin? Or are we just, is this going to be like a Hobbit thing to where we just want to live in that world?
Hopefully it's just a Hobbit thing where we just want to live in that world, but executed much more cleanly.
Yes, and shot in 24 frames per second.
No. I want 2,000 frames per second.
Oh my god, that's 6 frames per second. That's for the birds.
I see in 2,000 frames per second, so I want to watch a movie in 2,000 frames per second.
I don't think that's true. I think you'd be a metahuman if you saw that.
I'm like Neo in that one movie where he's got a hard drive in his face.
I like it.
What is it called? Mnemonic. Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, so the history of magic in North America, you know, plus we'll get Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and we have the stage production whose name escapes me at this moment when I'm embarrassed about it. So we're going to a lot of Harry Potter this year.
Once more with feeling.
Yeah, once more with feeling. So, Amanda, are you excited? Will you go to Pottermore tomorrow and read this, or will you wait till Friday and just read them all?
I don't really care that much. I mean, I liked Harry Potter, but I'm not, like, sitting on tenterhooks waiting for more information about the Harry Potter world.
Dang.
This is awkward.
I'll be okay just maybe watching the movie. Maybe.
Which will be part of a trilogy. There's going to be three of these.
Oh, jeez.
I feel like I have to read it. I've read so much Harry Potter that it would be silly not to read it.
Did you read all the, have you read all her, the essays and all the supplements that she's written on Pottermore?
I've read some of them and I didn't really enjoy them that much.
I need a book. Although I didn't read the Tale of the Beetle Bard either. Whatever that's called.
Yeah.
There's like a bug that sings.
I don't think that's the thing.
The Beetle Bard. Singing Beetle, it's pretty good.
Ah, but yeah, there's a ton on Pottermore. There's a ton, like, she's written, you know, stories from like perspectives of all the other characters and stuff like that. So I haven't read any of them, so I'm not one to say if they're good or bad. But if Amanda says they're no good, they're probably no good. She's got her finger to the pulse.
Oh, well, I didn't say they're no good. It wasn't what I was looking for.
Would you say that you still haven't found what you're looking for?
Sure, let's say that.
You and Bono. You're good company. He's up for a Nobel Prize. Lost to the Pope. It's hard to beat the Pope.
Oh, yeah? Is it most iOS devices hacked on the planet at one time? Because every time I just put my shit on shuffle, some random-ass U2 song pops on, and it pisses me off every time, and I don't delete it, and I get mad at myself for not deleting it.
But Apple can't hack phones for the FBI.
Yeah.
They can get the fucking U2 album on everyone's phone. What do you mean there's no back door? I didn't check I want this album. It just happened.
That's a scam. That's a scam, I tell you.
Tim Cook, you're full of shit. Done. We've all seen Deadpool, right?
Nope.
Yes.
You seen Deadpool yet?
No.
No, you just don't want to? No.
Not really interested.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
And none of my friends went to go see it. Usually that's what ends up making me go see a movie. Like this weekend, I went to see Zootopia because everybody else wanted to go.
Oh, yeah? Did you like it?
I loved it. It's so good.
Tell us about it.
It's great. It's the best movie about racism that I've seen in a really long time. You guys, I also haven't seen a lot of movies.
That was like the headline of a review I read. It's like the best movie about racism that you'll see this year or something like that.
If I ever have kids, I'll make them watch Zootopia. But it's really cute and fun. And I had a lot of fun trying to figure out who the voices were because I didn't know who was in the movie. But yeah, it was great.
Cool. I'll check it out.
Disney cartoon movies all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, on the other end of the spectrum, there's Deadpool.
Right.
Lessons
there.
No lessons. Not as G-rated. And a little bit of a hard R there. But
no,
it's not
Shakira.
No Shakira.
Her hips don't lie, you know.
Oh, she's my forever.
I like it when she's like, I was an eye, my hips don't lie.
Me gusta Shakira.
Can't you see it's perfecto?
But Deadpool, third highest grossing R-rated film of all time.
Hey, that's pretty good. Right behind Beverly Hills Cop and The Matrix.
Nope. Passion of the Christ and American Sniper.
Oh. I was close.
Nope. You were.
Really? Passion's rated R?
Yeah, Passion is rated R. It's like the gold standard for a snuff film.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That guy gets beat up a lot.
He wins in the end, though. He gets everyone back. There's an earthquake, I think. Wasn't there an earthquake?
No, I don't think so.
I think God gets mad, man. There's like a little wrath. And people get hurt. Lives are lost.
I don't know if that's true.
I'd watch it again, but I hated every second of it, so there's no way I could do that.
It was a bit hard to get through. Mm. It's like, I get it. It sucks to be Jesus.
Yeah. Even on a good day, still pretty lousy. Yeah.
Oh, it's his birthday. You got to share a birthday with Christmas. That sucks. Yeah. Get like one present with like two cards. You're like, oh, this is for both. Oh, fuck you.
I like it. It's crazy when you think about Easter. It's like, wow, on this day 2,000 years ago, some serious shit went down.
Yeah. And then we get ham and we hide eggs.
I don't eat ham on Easter. Do you eat ham on Easter?
I hate ham, but that's what everyone makes on Easter.
Really?
I mean, I don't like ham, so I don't like it.
Jesus was Jewish. Why would you eat ham?
I don't
know. It seems kind of weird, right?
why do we hide eggs and have a bunny?
I thought the bunny got Jesus out of the cave.
Where did that come from?
George Carlin used to say that like it was because like Jesus had high cholesterol, and so they'd hide the eggs from hide all the eggs from Jesus.
Yeah, don't make enough sense. Don't make a lick of sense, Dave.
I agree, but it's Deadpool is the fourth highest grossing superhero origin film, right behind Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Spider-Man.
I thought it was the third highest something or other.
It's the third highest grossing R-rated film.
Oh my god.
It's the fourth highest rated superhero origin film. You got to pay attention.
What? Where is it at in the month of February?
It's the highest grossing X-Men franchise film.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
Is that the highest grossing February film of all time?
It had the highest grossing February opening of all time.
That's pretty good.
So it's got that going for it.
Mm-hmm. Total. They're already going to make a 2.
Yeah, now everything has to be R-rated, including freaking Batman v Superman cut.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I think it seems kind of like a cash grab. It's not something that I'm terribly excited about. They started to release some of the details from what the R-rated cut would be, and it sounds like Jenna Malone's character is not going to appear, because when she got cast, everyone thought that she would be Robin. She'd be the Carrie from Dark Knight Returns. But Snyder's come out and said that she's not, and that she's actually not in the actual theatrical cut of the film. She is only going to be in the R-rated version. And while the R-rated version will not contain vulgarities, it will not contain nudity, it will just be more intense action. That the MPA decided that the intensity of the action made this version an R-rated version, and the theatrical version a PG-13 version. And even more interesting is that it's not, the R-rated version isn't the PG-13 version with just additional scenes. They're two entirely different cuts of the film.
Huh.
So, obviously the main beats will be the same. Batman hates Superman, Batman and Superman fight, Batman and Superman make up, have, tender lovemaking, hook up with Wonder Woman, fight Doomsday, Darkseid comes down, those beats will be the same. But the actual nuances will be different.
Wow.
So yeah, that's kind of crazy that putting that much time, but I mean, that's part of the Deadpool effect, I guess. I'm assuming we'll all see Batman v Superman. Amanda, will you, if you go to see Batman v Superman and you don't hate it, would you be interested to see an R-rated version of it?
I don't know. Honestly, I can never really understand, like, for comedies, why they would put out like a super X-rated version on DVD.
Titties,
boobs.
Okay.
And the C word.
I never watched those either. I mean, just make the movie you want to make. And what was it that came out recently that was rated R that everyone was like, "Oh no, it's rated R. No one's gonna watch it." But then it did really well.
Are you talking about Deadpool that we just talked about?
I feel like it was farther. It was longer ago than Deadpool. I don't remember.
Shades of Grey?
No.
but yeah, so Snyder's calling it the director's cut of Batman v Superman. And like I said, it's going to be a different cut. It's not just an extended version of the theatrical cut. So I feel like
it's him trying to hedge his bets and be like, you guys are probably not going to like this movie I made. So just so you know, I get a do-over later.
Yeah, and,
like, this is kind of what that sounds like.
And Warner Brothers is saying that they're not the reason that Snyder's director's cut isn't coming to theaters. They've been very open, saying that they've basically let Snyder make the film he wants to make without their interference, and that if he wanted to release this darker, they would probably shy away from the R rating, but they would allow him to have been more intense, that he pulled back for the theatrical cut. So it's kind of a weird vibe.
That just seems so weird to me. I feel like he is hedging his bets.
Yeah, and it's a total cash grab.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean that too. Yeah, I mean it'll make $1.2 billion at the box office. And then
why make one movie with the footage you have if you can make two? Mm-hmm.
Dun dun dun.
A la Lord of the Rings extended cuts.
Ugh. Well, those are good though.
They were good. I was buying the regular version just to get a glimpse of the next version. Like, it would show you like scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'll buy it.
A stupid Return of the King one you had to wait like months for. All the other ones were like a month later. And I'm like, son of a bitch. Yeah. Like the one I was actually going to wait for. And I'm like, no, I can't wait for it.
Yeah, it was like August to like November, December. Didn't come out until December.
Yeah. Has anybody seen the Hobbit extended editions?
No.
Randy, have you seen them?
I have not, no.
Hey, welcome Randy Van Dyke, by the way. We forgot to say that. I know you talked earlier, but welcome to the show, number one new hit show.
Hey, thanks. I've been silently lurking with my mic muted, waiting for just the right moment to jump in.
I like it. That's how we run our lives. Just like that. Well, came at the perfect time. We're about to talk about Force Awakens Blu-ray.
Oh, fantastic. Tell me all about it.
So perfect timing, eh, Randy?
Yay.
So we're all going to have to go to Target to get it, because they have some cool stuff on there. But did you guys see the trailer for the Force Awakens Blu-ray edition?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you see Kylo Ren get on the fucking Millennium Falcon.
Heck yeah.
And he says, Han Solo.
Yeah.
Rabba, 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 rabba.
That's one of the six deleted scenes that are going to be on the DVD, or on the Blu-ray. It's the six deleted scenes are Finn and the Villager, Jakku message, X-Wings, prepare for lightspeed, Kylo searches the Falcon, Snowspeeder chase, and Finn will be fine.
The Snowspeeder chase, I'm really looking forward to that, and the whole Kylo Ren on the Falcon thing is supposedly some of the very last things cut from the theatrical version of Force Awakens. So that almost made it to screens, but they ended up cutting it out for time.
And the speeder chase is it's a lengthy scene. It's not like, you know, a lot of times you get deleted scenes that are like 30 seconds or something like that. You know, it sounds like this will be a lengthy scene. The only real scene that we kind of had hinted at over the past that there's no word of is we kept getting promised a Maz Kanata scene where she like displays some kind of powers or something like that. But I don't see that on here. So maybe they're saving that for episode 8 or never.
Yeah, supposedly, and they shot it and everything, or they CG'd it, I guess. They shot the background plates for it, but yeah, in order to kind of create a diversion for some of the others to leave her little lair down underground by where they found the lightsaber, a bunch of stormtroopers had come down, and she ended up kind of like crushing the ceiling and bringing it down on top of them using the Force. That was supposed to be her big Force reveal.
Oh, nice. And I guess we kind of buried the lead. Force Awakens comes out digitally April 1st, and it comes out on Blu-ray on April 5th. And on the actual Blu-ray will also be a feature-length documentary about the making of Star Wars Episode 7 and the transitioning from Lucasfilm to Disney. So,
oh, shit.
So that should be an interesting kind of pullback of the curtain.
Can I also add that at Target they have these physical items that you purchase for a digital copy of the movie, where you pre-order it today, and then you get to download it on whatever. What would you say it was, the first?
The first, yeah.
Yeah, and you even get some goodies to go with it. And you can redeem it on Amazon or iTunes or whatever the fuck you
want. So one could conceivably call it an early bird certificate that you buy and then mail away for the real thing?
There you go.
Just like the action figure for the Christmas of 1977?
Exactly. But I think the physical goodies that you get, you take home with you when you purchase the pre-order thing.
Hey, even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Target, the Blu-ray combo pack comes with exclusive packaging and an added 20 minutes of bonus content, including never-before-seen interviews with Daisy Ridley and John Boyega, and a deeper look at the movie's costumes and weaponry.
That's awesome, because that's the only one that has any kind of additional footage, right, that I've noticed?
Yeah,
so Target's a slam dunk.
The Walmart one is just the BB-8 packaging, and it has Star Wars Galactic Connections trading disc, which I think is like a iPhone game. And then Best Buy just has a special steelbook.
That's for Quakers.
That is for Quakers, but... yeah, I'm pretty excited. I was expecting when I saw the trailer for them to say, like, coming this October.
Right.
But I was pretty stoked that it was, you know, it's less than a month away.
I want the Starkiller edition that comes with a giant planet-sized box with all the movies, all 9 movies, plus 3 standalone movies.
And plus the ability to destroy several planets with one blow.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Maybe they can go to Sony and get all those extra Electro Amazing Spider-Man Collector's Edition and just, like, color it a different color.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so terrible.
It's like a Chewbacca bust.
Yeah.
I glue some hair onto it.
Yeah, with real pubes. Sweet.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's a ton of cool features on there. There's like I said, we've talked about the deleted scenes, the documentary, the extra footage if you buy it from Target. They have a special feature about that table read. You know, we saw the very first iconic black and white picture we saw from The Force Awakens was the cast uniting. And so they did a lot of interviews that day, you know, with people being excited, like, holy shit, I'm in Star Wars. Of course, there's several features about BB-8 because, you know, there's no such thing as too much BB-8. So get your shit April 5th. I'm sure we'll all get it except Amanda, because she's just sick and tired of us talking about Star Wars,
blah blah blah.
So good.
Yeah, so good. Like the Ghostbusters trailer, Amanda loved it, right?
Yeah, it was so good.
No way.
Tell us who you're gonna call.
That was
what
dog
are you talking
shit
about.
I was bored out of my mind. The only thing that I liked was their customization of their proton packs. Like, I liked how there was, like, the pistols, the proton pistols. I thought that was kind of cool. But I didn't laugh once through that whole trailer.
You didn't?
No,
what's
not
the
at all.
With you?
I am a soulless bastard, I guess.
You're broken.
I hate women. Robble, 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 robble. That's not
good. Obviously.
I actually did not enjoy the trailer at all. I definitely dug the, like I said, some of the effects I thought were really neat, and I like how they're individual Ghostbusters. They all have bring something different to the table. I thought that was neat, but as far as the dialogue choices that they chose for this trailer, if I were to judge based on what I saw in this trailer, I'm not excited. I know we all like to just kind of reserve our judgment for when we finally see it, but if I had to jump the gun, I would say it looks terrible.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone in thinking that, just because, you know, Paul Feig has held this trailer back for so long, and he's been very coy about when, you know, the closest major film I can relate this kind of marketing to is Fantastic Four. You know, Josh Trank was very, I want to hold this footage back and show it at the right time. And then we know how that ended. But for me, the trailer, I think, proved what I already thought was going to happen, that Leslie Jones and Kate McKinnon are going to steal this show, and that they're going a lot more supernatural than funny. And I think they're trying to eschew any kind of comparisons to the originals. So... Randy, you had a couple of good thoughts on it. What do you think?
Did I have a couple of good thoughts? I honestly don't remember.
You hated it that much.
No,
what did you think about? I mean, there was much more.
Well, okay.
Tone. Are you happy that they're not? Obviously, you know, we see a lot of remakes and reboots really try to, like, pull the nostalgia strings.
Yeah.
And
the
trailer did is it did not try to, like...
Yes. It's all coming back to me now. So my biggest beef with it is if you're creating a separate Ghostbusters universe, why are you going to pull at our heartstrings trying to make us nostalgic for the old firehouse that the first Ghostbusters movies took place in? Why are you going to put Slimer in it?
Or the librarian.
That's what you do when you have a franchise. You have these recognizable images in it.
And the lady, then the three of them confronting the woman, kind of like in the library.
Right.
And having some kind of freak out with that.
It is so damn similar to the original. I mean, the thing with Slimer, sure, make a ghost similar to Slimer, but it looks identical. You know, if you're going to completely change the franchise, then commit to it. Don't half-heartedly do it, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
That's my biggest thing.
Did you see the toys? I think it looks amazing.
Yeah, so the toys look good. I thought the toys looked fine, but it looks like the big bad that they're going to be fighting, spoiler alert, and anybody who may not want to hear this, close your ears for the next 10 seconds. It looks like the actual ghost that is in the logo, like with the line, the circle and the slash through it. It's that actual ghost is their villain, which is kind of silly that they actually wear an icon with their villain's face on it on their uniform.
Maybe it's like one of those you get to choose the form. And they're like, look at their little shirt, and they say, "Hi, I like that ghost. It looks pretty sweet."
That's true. I mean, it looks innocent enough. It looks like Casper.
Yeah. If you go to Geek Legacy, you can see the pictures from Toy Fair and judge for yourself. But yeah, I agree with you, Randy.
Yeah.
So, Howard Johnson is right.
I mean, I was frustrated. And okay, so there have been multiple fan edits of the trailer. Mind you, they've only released like 2 minutes of footage, right? And still people have managed to take that, edit it down, and make it even better by having less dialogue, by putting in some of the original music, the original theme song, that sort of thing. And just the way that these people have done their fan edits has been leaps and bounds more interesting and has made me want to go see the movie more than the actual trailer did. So what does that say?
It says that there are talented people out there.
Oh, yeah, there are definitely a lot of talented people out there. No doubt about that, but...
So do you think the opening where it says 30 years ago, you know, blah, 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 save New York City. So do you think that title sequence is meant for like us to know that 30 years ago there was the movie, or you don't think that this is their first foray into telling us that like this is the same universe? Like these people are 30 years later, the new Ghostbusters.
I thought it was the same universe.
Yeah, that would make me a lot more happy to show us Slimer, to show us the firehouse, to show us all these things that remind us of the original. But if that's just a reminder for the audience, hey, there was this movie 30 years ago that everybody went apeshit for. Hey, we're doing it again with chicks. You know, I don't know. I really do hope it's the same universe. If it is, then it kind of, to me, all will be forgiven. Not all, but most will be forgiven for the beefs that I have with the trailer. But I agree with Justin. It still didn't make me laugh.
Yeah, I love Kate McKinnon. I think she's the best. All kinds of wonderful. Yeah,
the entire cast is great. I mean, there's no reason why it shouldn't be funny. And you know what? I'm sure the movie itself is probably going to be pretty funny as well. But it's just they did not pick the best trailer-worthy moments. I think maybe they tried to tell too much story with their trailer and not have enough fun in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they just wanted to show off the ghosts, and I think that's what they wanted to do, and like to show us that it's not the same kind of movie. But I really interpreted the title cards at the beginning to be telling us that like this is 30 years later, the Ghostbusters were a thing, and now they're a thing again. Like just the way it was worded didn't sound like something like that would have represented like 30 years ago there was a movie you liked. It really. You know, just because they used the word like four guys saved New York City now today. And it just, for whatever reason in my head, like I was like, is it going to be the same universe? Because like you, I thought that it was not going to be so.
Yeah, well, I think they'd gone on record from the beginning as saying it's not in the same universe. So, well, what that leads to the big question. We know Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray have cameos in it. I don't know about...
Yeah, Ernie Hudson does too.
Ernie Hudson. Okay, perfect.
And Sigourney Weaver.
So there is zero reason why they shouldn't reprise their old characters.
Right. And Annie Potts. The only one we don't know is Rick Moranis.
That's okay. He's dead to me.
Stark Helmet!
If he's not coming back for Spaceballs 2, then he is dead to me.
There's no Spaceballs 2.
Although I did see some pretty cool fan art for Spaceballs 2 that has Dark Helmet's helmet all burnt, like the Darth Vader helmet of The Force Awakens. So that would be a really good way to write out Rick Moranis. I would actually really dig that. So,
like a Lone Star and Vespa's kid.
Oh my god, you have no idea how much I would love to see that happen.
And they get Hayden Christensen to play him.
Oh, shit.
Could you imagine? Oh. Shit writes itself, man. Mel Brooks, call us. We got
seriously. We don't even want money. Just give us credit.
Speaking of awesome,
maybe a little money.
Awesome fan made stuff. Did you see that Darth Maul apprentice short?
Yeah, that was pretty
at
amazing.
Yeah, have you, Justin? You have to check it out. It's called Darth Maul Apprentice, and it's like this 14-minute short, and it's Darth Maul just killing all sorts of Jedi. It's like one of the more credible fan films that I've seen. Like, it looks like actual people who know what they're doing shot it.
Yeah, it's visually well made, and it actually tells a halfway decent story. Because I got about 3/4 of the way through, going, "All right, this is just kind of like murder porn here," because it's telling no story. It's just us watching Darth Maul just murder Jedi, and then at the end, Palpatine comes to him in the form of a holographic emperor, saying, "Ah, you have completed your final trial. You are officially Darth Maul, my apprentice, or my fucking whatever."
My fucking whatever. What impressed me most about it was, like, the guy who played Darth Maul, like, the way he acted with his eyes, because, you know, Darth Maul is not a very expressive character, but, like, there were, like, 3 or 4 moments where I could actually, like, feel what Darth Maul was feeling through his eyes, and I was like, that's a pretty good actor.
And I have to say, now I know a lot of it's makeup, but it looked a lot like Ray Park. I mean, it looked a lot like the episode 1 Darth Maul that we got, just the way that he stood, the way he carried himself, his physique. Even the costume. I mean, the lightsaber hilt was different. It didn't look like Darth Maul's hilt to me.
It was like smooth.
One. Yeah, it didn't have all the ridges.
Ruffles have ridges.
They do. No, ruffles have ridges.
This one was not ribbed.
Yeah.
For anyone's pleasure.
But he put it in plenty of people.
He sure did.
Yeah.
For a minute there, because the name of it is Darth Maul Apprentice. Okay,
do you
guys mind if I spoil it for you, anyone who hasn't watched it? Do you guys care? All right, because I'm going to spoil the shit out of it. People who haven't watched it, fucking pause this for 14 minutes, go watch the shit and come back. So, anyway.
You're just a spoiler-heavy kind of guy tonight.
I am.
You're ruining everything.
So, at the very end, there's this one, like, female Padawan. She's, like, the youngest one there, and I believe she's a Padawan of this Obi-Wan Kenobi-looking Jedi, who isn't actually Obi-Wan, throughout this battle. And she's the last one left alive, and for a minute, you're left to think that maybe, because she kind of exhibits some anger in her when she's fighting, you kind of think that maybe Darth Maul's going to pick her as his apprentice, and he was going to, like, start Sith training her. But no, he just cuts her down.
Yikes.
He just snaps out of it. Like, for a moment, he's thinking about it. And then he's like, nah, this bitch got to die.
Well, because that's when he realizes that the Emperor's watching him. He looks up and he sees the little thing. He's like, oh, I got to kill her.
Yeah, these little droids.
I was gonna like, rape her, but I guess I got to kill her.
Uh-huh.
He's a Sith. It's a bad
thing. I have to imagine, you know, that rape is probably something Sith would do. As terrible as that is.
It's terrible, folks. Ugh. They do a Justin style.
Only a Sith believes in absolutes. Wait, what do I do? Oh, the hilt first and then turn it in. Yeah. That screams the Cavender.
They call that the Cavender.
I have a legacy.
You do.
Star Wars legacy. The Cavender.
Speaking of legacies... If you had to pick a minor character who you loved to death in a comic book movie, is there any minor character you loved more than J. Jonah Jameson, played by J.K. Simmons?
No.
He's the best, and now he's going to be Commissioner Gordon in Justice League, and the world went yay.
Ooh.
Yay!
I like.
But he's so good when he's goofy. When he's Commissioner Gordon, he's got to be kind of serious.
Yeah, he's good at serious.
No, I know. I mean...
He was the head of the Aryan Nation in Oz.
Yeah.
Doesn't get more serious than that.
And you know he'll make us laugh in some way when he's just, like, just accepts whatever fucked up shit that Batman's about to tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, at this point, him and Batman have a long history together.
Yeah.
Because it's an older Batman, so I just want to, like, maybe he's just kind of like Alfred, like, just, like, over Batman's dramatic shit. He's like, just come out of the shadows. Why does it always got to be up in the rooftop? Yeah. Call me on the cell phone.
Yeah, because he's getting too old for that shit, too. Go up on the roof. Forget about
it. Getting too old for this shit.
Whoa, I just hear a hum. Do you guys hear a hum?
I heard a hum.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. It went away, though.
Do you still hear it?
No.
Nope.
No. Randy!
Whatever you did, you picked...
Hold on. Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Quit playing with your port.
Stop it.
Such an ass. I'm literally touching a piece of metal next to my computer.
Stop it.
Oh,
you're electrifying.
Wow.
You got like 1.21 gigawatts running through you.
Yeah. You do. Like the Dark Tower, Stephen King's The Dark Tower that everyone's excited about.
Are they though?
I don't know. Like,
no one cares.
My Facebook feed are like, this is the best day in the history of the universe, and everyone else is like, sounds cool.
I feel like this was something that was supposed to be done a decade ago.
Oh, I'm sure. But a decade ago, we wouldn't have got Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey. Mm. We might have. This would have been. It would have been Stoner McConaughey. It wouldn't be Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey.
Is there a difference?
Yeah. I mean,
aren't they one and the same?
No, one he's got the AIDS.
Hmm.
Yeah.
One of the first cars I ever sold was a Volkswagen Golf to a guy named Oscar Winner.
Hmm.
It was Oscar Winners. Yeah.
Wow. Plural.
And I didn't even get it at first, and Dennis called me in the office. He's like, hey, check out this name. I just, like, read it. I'm like, yeah. I sold the car. He's like, yeah, but Oscar Winners? I'm like, oh, all right. Very good, Dennis.
Can I go back to work? Nice. Well, speaking of going back to work, what about Arnold maybe coming back for The Predator?
Ooh, I can handle that.
Yeah, want to see more Dutch?
Sure.
He survived the first one, right?
Yeah. But then they, like, dropped him back off in the jungle because he had some disease. He had, like, worms all over him, and he gets in a helicopter, and then they kick him out.
What? At least
in, like, the comic books, yeah.
Okay. I'm like, I don't remember that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't remember that part either.
Extended cut.
After credits scene?
Yeah. He gets on the chopper, and then they're like, you got worms, and then they kick him off.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. I know. It's fucked up. They didn't want the HIV, so they kicked him off.
Beastman AIDS.
Yeah. Dude, you got like ringworm. I don't. That's contagious. We gotta just kick him off the plane. Wow. I guess that's why he wasn't in Predator 2.
Yeah. They're trying to stop an outbreak, and they can't be taking the monkey on the helicopter. That's just bad news bears.
Oh, well, Schwarzenegger was reported saying that he was going to be having lunch with Shane Black, who is writing and directing The Predator, about possibly appearing in the film. And they also said he was actually having a meeting later on in the month with the people working on the Conan reboot. And
another reboot?
Another reboot.
Like rebooting the Momoa one?
I think so. I mean, maybe they could decide to make a sequel, but I don't... Maybe they're waiting to see how Momoa does for Aquaman to see if he becomes a more viable franchise helmer.
I think so. So, first of all, I saw the new Conan movie, and it wasn't half bad. I know it made like a dollar at the box office, but it is what it is. It's a perfect Conan movie.
And Momoa's awesome in it. I mean,
yeah.
As Conan.
I mean, it's just, don't blame Momoa. It's just the property. It's for people our age and older. There's no interest for anyone younger than us.
Yeah.
That's just a cold fact of life that no one gives a shit about Conan unless you're 30 or older. That's just the way the world works.
Because they haven't seen that YouTube video of
Crom!
Conan the Musical.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
If they saw that, they'd all be fans.
It's so funny.
You can't see that and not smile.
I know. I must have watched it 1,000 times. That and Show Me Your Genitals were like the two. Over and over and over again.
All day long.
Can't stop.
I watched something the other day that was an oldie but goodie, but I don't remember what it was now. I almost sent it to you guys. Oh, well, I'll remember it later.
Was it Let Me Smell Yo Dick?
It was not that timeless classic.
That's a pretty good one. I'm sad I didn't think of that.
Yeah, that's a pre-Justin mix.
Yeah, that screams Cavender too.
You're sending dangerous presidents.
That's just a really funny song, and I'm mad that I didn't think of it first.
So serious, too. Your man be cheating, I'll smell you. Let me smell your thing.
Something. I sent it to Amanda too, and she's like, "Why'd you send me this?" I'm like, "I'm like, 'Cause it's awesome. That's why.
'Cause you had to. You would have broke it if you didn't.
Why are you coming home at 6 a.m? Something's going on."
But it was like all like girls like harmless.
That's good, man. That is some clever shit. And women, I mean, women always know. They ain't no fooling.
It's true, and that is a really good test to determine.
Yeah, can't beat it.
No, you can't.
I'm sorry, Dave. Continue with this very professional show.
Oh, we're the bastion of professional. No, the only thing I've got left is a couple of fun films in that are back in development. The Venom standalone film, Spider-Man villain Venom, that most people thought was dead, seems to have found new life at Sony. Seems to be something that they want to move forward with. The 23 Jump Street / Men in Black crossover film found a director, and so it's moving full steam ahead. They're still looking for their new Men in Black. You know, Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith will not be returning to the franchise. And what kind of came out of left field and was kind of interesting was they're going to make a new Death Wish with Bruce Willis in the Charles Bronson role.
That's weird. I mean, yeah, I guess Bruce Willis he's old enough now, I guess, so that makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know. So of these three movies, Randy, which one gets your goat most going?
How about I tell you which one gets my goat least going? The 23 Jump Street and Men in Black crossover. That makes my penis go inward. It is so unexciting. It sounds shitty and terrible.
I bet you $1 million that will be the best of these three movies.
Oh,
have you seen 21 or 22 Jump Street?
I have not seen any of the Jump Street movies, nor did I watch the TV show. I have seen all the Men in Black movies.
The Jump Street movies are great, Randy. You will smile and laugh so hard. They're like almost like a throwback to like 80s R-rated comedies.
I
promise you, you'll like them.
I don't understand how they could even work as a crossover. Maybe if I'd seen it, I'd get it, but I just don't get it. I'm that guy. I just don't get it.
I don't get it. It should be a pug. Oh,
what about you, Justin? Which one of do any of these three excite you? No?
I don't think so. Wait, what was... Oh, Venom. Venom could be good, I guess, but... Is it an anti-hero Venom?
Yes. Like, so he will be he will be the protagonist of the film.
Okay.
So he'll be... Originally, it was going to be written and directed by Drew Goddard before he went over to Daredevil, because then he left the project to go showrun Daredevil, and then he left Daredevil to do something else, but... he's no longer attached to it, but presumably some of his ideas are still there, and he's a pretty talented dude.
Okay, I mean, I guess that could be good, because I think I don't really read Venom comics, but I believe there was a time where he was actually an anti-hero Venom, where he was a good guy, and in a way, but still beat the shit out of guys more so than he needed to. Whereas Spider-Man leaves them all hanging, Venom just either murdered them or excessive use of force, maybe. So, I don't know. I guess it could be good, but, I mean, who would he be fighting?
I don't know. We know Tover Grace is free. Maybe he can reprise his role as Venom from Spider-Man 3.
I don't see that happening.
I saw a thing online where they're trying to get together a reunion of that 70s show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's her buddy that was in... Oh, my God. That one Disney movie that you guys like, and he was also in Lone Soldier, and he was also...
this is a Disney movie that we like that you don't like?
Yeah, where he guy goes to another planet and he can jump really far.
Oh, John Carter?
Yeah.
Taylor Kitsch?
Yeah, can he be Venom? He could be Venom.
He can be whoever he wants. I'll watch anything he's in. Except Battleship. I didn't watch that.
Army Hammer could be...
Army Hammer needs a win.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
Lone Ranger.
Winklevoss was his best thing.
Yeah, Lone Ranger killed everybody. Everyone's career tie. You don't see Gore Verbinski directed anything recently. So that's pretty much all I got. What about you, Amanda? What do any of the? I know the answer already. Do any of these three tickle your fancy?
I don't care.
Which one do you hate the most that it exists?
I mean, I don't hate that any of them exist, but I just don't feel like it matters.
Which one are you most likely to see not under duress?
Wait, what are my choices again?
Venom, Death Wish with Bruce Willis, or 23 Jump Street / Men in Black crossover film without Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones?
I don't know. Channing Tatum's pretty hot.
He is.
His wife's hot.
She is, too.
And I did... I did enjoy his dancing in Hail Caesar. So maybe I'll watch 23 Trench. I haven't seen Magic Mike yet.
What?
But it's on HBO, so I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. You're two movies behind. There are two of them.
No, I meant Magic Mike XXL is on HBO now.
Gotcha.
That movie's sexist.
And my friends and I were going to do a Frozen Magic Mike XXL double feature at some point in the next week.
With no alcohol, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah, totally sober.
That sounds like an amazing little Saturday.
Huh. I hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Rain, do you have a list for us?
Actually, I have more of a game.
Oh, all right. Let's hear it.
Are you guys down?
Yeah.
A game list?
It's a game list.
Ooh.
All right. I only made it down to the P's, but I've got 30 here. I'm not going to use all of these, though. So we're just going to kind of go down the list and see what jumps out at you. What this is are I'm going to name off a bunch of different phobias, and I want you to just shout out your name and tell me what it is a fear of. These are all actual phobias. And it comes courtesy of phobialist.com. It just has like hundreds of different phobias. Okay.
But you want us to scream out our name first before we shout out the phobia?
Yeah, just so or I what can it guarantee. Is, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just so I know who's talking, and I'll keep track of this. Okay.
So you're gonna tell us the item, and then we say like you say arachnophobia, we say spiders, or you say spiders, yes. Say arachnophobia.
I will say arachnophobia, you say spiders, okay? So gotcha. What this is going to really test is how well you know your, like, Latin root words.
I say go, you say fight.
Go.
Go.
Fight.
All right. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Anglophobia.
Amanda. Fear of the English?
No. Yes.
Oh.
Fear of anything English.
I thought it was fishing. Like an angler.
Oh, like angler?
Yeah.
I was going geometry.
Yeah. Fair math. Shapes.
All right. Next, angrophobia.
Justin. I don't know. Asians.
David.
No, David.
Like fear of being pissed off.
Yes, fear of becoming angry.
Oh, interesting.
All right. We already did arachnophobia. That was going to be a gimme I was going to give you guys. That's all right.
That's why I said it. I figured it was too obvious.
Atomophobia.
No idea.
Can I use it in a sentence?
Amanda.
A fear of teeth? I don't know.
No, fear of atomic explosions. I don't think you guys want that.
That was on the nose, Atomos.
I know, yeah.
Should have got that one.
Here's going to be another one on the nose. Arsonphobia.
Justin!
Fire!
Justin.
Fire!
Yeah, David, you would have had that if you would have said your name first.
Yeah.
Idiot.
I'm used to Justin rules.
Yeah. Right,
we're tied. Everybody's got a point.
Right. Let's just quit and all be winners.
What's the fear of tying?
I don't know the answer to that. I'd have to look it up. This is a fun one. Automatonophobia.
Fear of robots.
Amanda.
Justin!
Amanda,
fear of robots.
Ventriloquist dummies, damn animatronic it. Creatures, wax statues, anything that falsely represents a sentient being. So I'm going to give you that.
Yeah.
Yay!
So Amanda's in the lead.
Like Ultron is an automaton.
Yes, he is. Okay, this is a fun one. It might take you a second to figure out. Ballistophobia.
David.
Amanda.
David.
Oh, fear of, like, firearms?
Yes. Fear of missiles or bullets. Ballistics.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you. All right. This one's got Amanda's name all over it. Bibliophobia.
Amanda. Fear of books.
Yes, taking the lead with 3.
Fear of gods.
Next, carnophobia.
David.
Amanda.
Pick David first.
Fear of meat.
Yes, good answer. You're tied for the lead. Isn't this fun?
No, it's the worst game ever.
I'm enjoying it.
Okay.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, it's a great game.
This next one is kleptophobia.
David.
Amanda.
David.
Fear of having stuff stolen?
Fear of
Amanda.
Stealing. I'll give it to you because it does involve stealing.
Right. Like, why would you be afraid of stealing? Try and get it on a technicality. I just figured you'd be afraid of being... Okay, I'm not going to argue. I got the point.
All right, next one. Coitophobia.
Justin.
Amanda.
Ooh. Fear of the sexo.
Fear of coitus. You're correct.
Yeah. You mean coitus?
Cyberphobia. Oh my god, that was a cacophony of sound. I think I heard Justin first.
Damn it.
Oh, sorry. Fear of the internet. Technology.
Yeah, fear of computers, working with a computer, the internet, yes. Good, good, good. Hey, all right.
Coming on strong.
We got David with 4 and Amanda and Justin both tied at 3. Coming on down. Dendrophobia.
David.
David.
Like fear of you. I don't know. I had it and I stopped. Fear of trees.
Yeah, that is correct. Good recovery. Quick Google skills.
No, it was from, I can't hardly wait, like someone was like a dendrophile or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, dendrophiliac or something.
Yeah, they like to fuck trees or something like that.
Oh, shit.
All right, next, equinophobia.
Amanda.
David.
And
fear horses.
Correct. All right, very good. Here we go with another one, francophobia.
Amanda.
Fear of hot dogs.
Fear of the French.
Yes.
I like mine. Hot dogs is better.
I was going to go with you, Justin.
I'm glad nobody said James Franco. All right. Next. Hobophobia.
That's fine. You can give it to her.
I think I heard Amanda first. Yeah.
Fear of hobos?
Yes. Fear of hobos, bums, or beggars. And with that, Amanda, you're taking the list.
Yay.
You're taking the lead at 6. David, 5. Justin, 3. All right. I'm going to find one really good one, and it's going to be...
The Golden Snitch!
The Golden Snitch.
Oh, no.
All right.
I like this word game. I'm actually winning at it.
Okay, here you go. This is a fun one. Ithyphallophobia.
David.
Oh, fuck.
David.
Something fish. Fear of getting eaten by fish.
No. Anyone else have any guesses? Ithyphallophobia.
Fear of penises.
Fear of seeing, thinking about, or having an erect penis.
All right. How fitting is that I get the penis one?
I was like thrown off by the first part.
The ithy?
The ithy part, yeah.
It's like ithy is a penis. That's like ithy is Greek for ew.
Okay.
I win. All right. I am the champion.
You are the come from behind victor this
All
week.
All right. Come from behind. You guys taking it?
You suck.
I'm giving it.
The games are terrible.
This is the greatest game ever. I know words. I talk good.
Justin gives me ithyphallophobia.
Yeah. I have all the best words.
Nice.
I got the dick words. I win.
You do. You own all the dick words.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got anything else before we say later to these fine folks?
Later, Justin? Gator.
Und later, Gator.
You got anything?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Amanda, you got anything?
Nope.
Randa, you always got something for us. What you got?
We ain't found shit.
Oh, yeah?
Nothing.
Oh.
Oh, I do have something. I'd like to apologize. Apparently, last week's episode got like 12 minutes of nothingness at the very, very end. I don't know how that happened. I checked everything over and over and over again. I kept recording it. Not recording it, but exporting it again and again and again. And it played back fine, but for whatever reason on the upload, it's no good. So, sorry.
Back to the
we'll never know how it ended.
Sounds sorry.
I tried like 5 times. It pissed me off that it wasn't working, and it was like my fastest editing job ever. I was like over and done with it in like 30 minutes. I was so happy, and then it ended up not even working. So shame on me for trying to be fast.
Everyone in the car just staring at their phones, thinking like they like froze or something. Like piece of shit. Yeah.
They got trolled in mid thought.
Stupid iPhones.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sorry.
Well, cool. Well, that was fun. So, so thanks for joining us for another episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. You know, make sure you listen to the other podcasts in the Geek Legacy Network. You know, we got coming back up on the Pixelated Podcast with Justin and Stephen K. Janes talking about the video games. And we can't wait because there's been a hole in my podcast listening thing. I've had to listen to other things, and it's a lot of Shiza stuff. And I can't look my kids in the eyes anymore. So Justin needs to fill that hole.
This has been dumb.
German shit porn.
Yeah, it's hot. And then also, speaking of German Scheiße porn, we got Tyler and Jeff doing the Comic Corner podcast. Make sure you listen to that. And like I always say, it's just like an hour of just Jeff just berating poor Tyler. He just takes it sideways, like every which way. But yeah, make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Geek Legacy. It would be great if you go to iTunes, drop us a review. You know, we'd be eternally grateful. Maybe we'd even read your name on the interwebs. Maybe invite you on to play a game. Games are fun.
Video game.
Yeah, Annabelle, right? But yeah, that's all we got. So we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.